Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Discussions with Delia Farquharson. Delia is a licensed social worker and experienced life coach, dedicated to helping you achieve your goals and become your better self. She specializes in helping others identify the connections between your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Welcome, Delia.
Hello, radio listeners, and thank you for joining us again for another lively episode of Discussions with Delia. It's our pleasure to be with you again. Let me first start out by giving you our call-in number, which is 619-639-4621. That's 619-639-4621. It's really wonderful to be with you, and we have another fabulous show for you this evening. We expect to have a guest call in, but if a guest is unable to call in because there's some other unforeseen circumstances going on, we still have a really awesome discussion for you on the college graduate experience, recent college graduate experience, and, you know, generally having a discussion about that. Now, this is a show about goals and becoming our better selves, and, you know, my better self is always enhanced by my awesome husband, Raymond, who's my guest co-host. Say hi, Raymond.
Hi, Raymond.
So, the college graduate experience. In 2012, 53% of recent college graduates were either jobless or unemployed. I don't know how much that statistics has changed in 2013. So, it's really interesting. So I think it's a really good discussion for us to have, to talk about the college graduate experience as it exists right now. So happens we have a college graduate, I believe, on the phone. So let's go to our college graduate. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you, Mrs. Farquharson. Thank you so much for allowing me to call on and talk about my college experience as a college
Okay,
graduate.
What do you want to say? Because I know you have a time crunch, so what do you want to say? What do you want to say about being a recent college graduate? What's your experience, and what do you want to share with our listeners?
I believe as a recent graduate from college, especially with a master's degree, we have to be very creative about finding a position to start our career. In college, you may get the opportunity to intern, which is an amazing chance to kind of get to see where you would want to work or what you would like to make sure you don't do in the future. However, as a college graduate, looking for a full-time position, you tend to hear, you know, you don't really have the experience, the 3 to 5 year experience that we're looking for. However, you're an outstanding student, you've done so much, you know. So I think as a recent graduate, we have to become more conscious about the factor that we may not get the job that we ultimately want in the beginning. However, we have to be very creative to find the path that would take us there. And as a recent graduate, I am taking the non-traditional route. It's more difficult to kind of find your way and to make sure that you're meeting the right people, and your resume will be revamped many times. So
you're breaking up, Nicole. Go ahead.
Can you hear me? What I'm learning is that there is no one way to write a resume, and it's all about networking and building relationships with people and finding the different work environments in which you can thrive and which you can grow personally. Also, I'm learning it's about personal brand, and branding is very important when it comes to the different industries. So step number one for recent grads, kind of have to figure out what industry we are looking to go into.
So figuring this out, I mean, you're graduated from Howard University with a master's degree in public administration, right? And, you know, you're an outstanding student, always has been. And so you have this really outstanding resume that you graduate with. What were your expectations, and how does the reality differ from your expectations?
My expectation was that when I graduated with a master's, I would have a full-time job starting in June. You know, if I'm lucky, maybe even July. However, the reality is that it took about 4 months for me to be employed. And yet, it still, like I said, it's about being creative. It may not have been the job that I wanted right out of school, and I had worked so hard to make sure I prepare myself for. However, I see that it's a stepping stone. It's one of the boxes that I have to check. And I have to check in order to get to where I want to be, because I'm learning that you can go to school even through your PhD. Once you go straight through school, there are certain skills that you're not developing.
Go ahead. What are those skills?
Yeah, there's certain skills that you are not developing, and it takes a job, someone to give you that opportunity to say, you may not have the experience, the 3 to 5 year experience, even 2 to 5 year experience. However, we are willing to train you to help you so that you can become the next, as a director or a high-level position within the company or within the organization. But it takes someone to really take that chance and say, okay, you've done the grunt work, you've done the hard part, which is cool. So now the easy part is just to give you the opportunity to get that experience. And it's all about networking, and networking with the right people.
Okay. So you said that there are certain things that you didn't learn in school. For graduates that are behind you, who have not been so fortunate yet to achieve their master's degree, what do you say to them in preparation for the reality, not the expectation, not the ideal expectation, but for the reality that you're facing right now? What's the tidbit that you give to them?
I would say for students who are still in school, internship. Intern as much as you can and prolong your internship. So instead of doing the two, 3 months just for a summer, try to push it to 6 months if you can intern while you're still in school. Also do a lot of volunteer and community service work. That is very, very important. Even though you may not be paid for it, volunteering really, it stands out. It's an act of service. And you're learning the different skill sets in that industry and with that company, with that organization.
Nicole, you think volunteering and, as you said, doing internships would broaden your knowledge base, yes, and be just as valuable, if not more valuable, than what you would learn in the classroom, and also broaden your network, right?
Yes, it does. It also helps you to broaden your network, and, you know, you get to work with different people and have that experience of that work environment. So it prepares you.
Right.
But, Nicole, how easy you think it would be to convince someone who is a freshman, a junior, a sophomore in Washington, D.C., on Georgia Avenue at Howard University, that that's a valuable thing to do, to be able to see it forward. Now, you're looking at it real time. Think back when you were a sophomore, a junior at Howard, or any university, or any campus. How real do you think young people at 18, 19, 20 will take that as serious things to deal with and how it would affect the outcome.
Right, right. So looking back, you have that, you know, the benefit of the 2020 vision. You have the benefit of experience to look back on. But consider your experience. Consider yourself as Mr. Parkinson said, as a 18-year-old, 19-year-old, or 20-year-old. Do you think you share that perspective, or is this a new perspective?
No, it's not a new perspective. I did it. I interned when all throughout my summer, starting from I was in high school, but definitely freshman year, I did a lot of community service. I joined organizations at Howard University, and I was very active. And I came back home to Mount Vernon, and I was working for the Mount Vernon City Youth Bureau for 3 summers in a row. You know, so I have done that. And I think it's very easy. It's not about convincing, but it's empowering our youth to realize that it's about our future, you know. And you have to learn to work with others and work on teams. Mm-hmm. And
so and those are skills. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are skills, and you don't get that in the classroom. You get the team skills when it comes to projects. However, you're working with your own peers. It's different from working with high-level or senior-level officials and or directors down to maybe administrative people or just clients. It's very, very, very different. And those are professional skills that you get from an internship. And I mean, I've interned, you know, and I think that's what makes me most marketable, where people do not say no when it comes to applying for a job. You know, the only thing that I feel all college students right now, even as a recent graduate, lack is experience, because they look at experience, hiring managers look at experience as out of the school field for 2 to 5 years. And in the pressure, can you really handle that pressure? And it all depends on the school, you know, but they kind of look at it as, if you are working, you don't have that environment, that nurturing environment where people say that when you go to college, it's not real life, you know, because all you do is go to school. However, when you're interning, you're involved in community service, be very active. I encourage anyone in school, even in grad school, join the Graduate Student Association, join AmeriCorps. Do something that will keep you involved. And keep growing and personalizing your brand.
Right. Mm. Right. Well, I mean, those sound like really, you know, effective and sound words of advice to, you know, future graduates and even people who are graduates now who are still struggling to find employment. I want to thank you, Nicole, for calling in. I know that this, you know, took some effort, and I really appreciate, you know, you sharing your experience with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Mr. and Mrs. Parkinson, and I really encourage all of the recent graduates and students who are either just attending college or still in college to keep pushing, because even though people may say no, someone will say yes, and it may not be the opportunity that you thought you would ever get, but that will be the opportunity that you need, and that will help and build you. You know, I think it's very important for us to develop now while we're young, you know, we're fresh out of school, develop the skills that we don't have. So 5 years from now, we can get the job that we do want, and we still have those skills.
Right. We're very proud of you. Thank you so much, and talk with you soon.
Thanks, Nicole.
Likewise. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right,
bye-bye.
So, you know, we're very proud of Nicole. She's really done everything by the book, and so we're very proud of her, and congratulations to Nicole for graduating on time in 4 years and completing her master's degree in 1 year. I mean, she's just really done everything by the book, and, you know, getting ready to launch into her first, you know, full-time position in the workforce. But back to that article that I was telling you, Raymond, that I found on LinkedIn,
mm-hmm.
that talks about that 53% of recent grads are either jobless or underemployed, and
mm-hmm.
looking at how this came to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the caption was, college diploma isn't what it used to be. To get hired, graduates today need hard skills. And I guess that's what Nicole was talking about.
What would you define as hard skills? You know, if folks are wondering, okay, what would that look like?
Mm-hmm. So, what would you do? How would you define hard skills?
You know, because
think of your own experience.
I thought about what Nicole said in terms of, you know, you go to school, you learn, you study for exams, you do well. You know, you come home, your parents ask you what the GPA is, and that's the measure that you have. But in terms of what is it that you do at the end of all that academic education?
Yeah.
You know, it's in terms of what is it that you're bringing more than just your GPA?
Right.
You know, are you someone who loves a good challenge, or if it becomes too challenging, you tune out? Are you someone who is willing to take on things that they're not comfortable with? Are you someone who will try something even if you've never done it before, willing to learn, willing to listen to others? You know, so I think it comes not only with, I don't remember who said it. It could have been you. You know, in terms of, you know, we go to school and we go to college to learn how to process information, how to use the information that you have and process it, and how best to use it.
Nicole mentioned, for example, collaborating, working with others,
mm-hmm.
which is a real skill that you need in the workplace. And
absolutely.
You don't really learn that in school. Like she said, you do some of it in projects, but
right.
if you don't like somebody in the group, you can
right.
always kind of goof off, and there's always somebody who doesn't carry their full load. And so those skills that are really needed to navigate
right.
The workplace are not taught in the classroom in colleges.
But even if it is, it's mimicked. Let's say it's mimicked, because then even if you're working in groups, then you're saying, all right, this is what you're going to be expected to do when you get paid, and you're going to work with others that you don't like, and you're going to work with others who are hogging the project and so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, all you're really concerned about is your grade.
Right.
And then once you become an employee, how do you adjust to that? Because you can't just say, well, I'm just, you know, again, you know, I think you had some other quotes there talking about some other things about,
right.
you know, so let's talk about those, because I want to talk about
there was that article on LinkedIn
right.
that talks about how students need to unlearn what they learn in school in order to be successful in the workplace.
Right.
One of the things that I think comes to mind that for me is the idea of resiliency, of being able to, like, tolerate disappointments. Like, so many, you know, college graduates and generally, people just kind of get disappointed so easily and get turned off so easily and get discouraged. But this article, written by a mother who homeschools her children, talks about five main things that students needed to unlearn in order to succeed in the workplace. And I'm just going to list them so we can go through them quickly. But the first one is binge learning, where they said wanting to learn it all and all at once, just kind of like trying to stuff in as much as you can, because that's the culture that we're in, you know, just trying to get as much in.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, what you just mentioned, that adult life does not really give grades, right?
Right.
So studying for a grade, if that's the reward, you know, you're just studying to get that A or that high GPA,
right.
when you go into the workplace, that's not what, you know, you're not graded in that way.
Right. And
you know,
can
and
you
it's
adjust,
not admitted.
Right.
And can you adjust? You know, and then self-discovery was the other one, you know.
Right.
Like, students are not discovering themselves, are not allowing time for self-discovery. They're so busy studying
mm-hmm.
that they don't have an opportunity to kind of, what was it you said, kind of gain insight, you know, like, into who they are as people.
Right. Man,
and,
to your point, discover themselves and who they are and
mm-hmm.
the people that they are, yeah.
And then point number four was that being quiet, being still. You know
when to be quiet.
Yeah, knowing when
to be
quiet.
Still.
Yeah, when if there's nothing to be said, then say nothing.
Right.
And then the other part of the article was about you know, playing video games and how those skills are really good for people, you know, going into workplace, and hiring managers actually need that. So
wow.
We have another caller on the line.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Nicole?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. I wanted to introduce Tarsha Smith. She's actually a hiring manager for a university in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And I wanted to see if she can speak about her perspective from as a hiring manager in financial aid,
sure.
And what she looks for when it comes to employees and even recent graduates.
Okay, great. Hi, Precious.
Good evening. Hello. I was listening to the show, and I was listening to Nicole speak, and I personally do have to deal with a lot of these recent graduates. I can say that I'm a little bit beyond years of a recent graduate. But as I was listening to her speak, and I find myself mentoring young people, I will say that as a hiring manager, some of the things that Nicole said were absolutely true, that it is about being creative and looking at some of the things that they never considered would be important or valuable when they're looking at jobs or what they potentially can do. But I also have to say, to the detriment of some young people, that there's a reason why we often ask for this experience. And it's not necessarily experience in our industry or experience doing what we want them to do. We will teach them the explicit movement or the production of what it is we want to do. Oftentimes, we are looking for experience because we are finding that new college graduates, recent graduates, they really are quite far afield from what a hiring manager's expectations are. And this is generalization, I will say, but it's something that I've seen over the past 5 or 10 years. With this new crop, the notion that everything is designed for them, that they ask for everything up front, but then as soon as things get a little tough, everybody falls back onto the contract, or that's not what I expected, or that's not what you told me. So there's a little bit of, there's a lot less give and take with some of the new college graduates. And so often the experience we're looking for is not doing the exact job that we're asking you to do. It's the experience in being a grown-up in the working world where you don't always get your way. And as Nicole was saying, you don't always work with people just like you.
Right. So it sounds like that skill might be a little more flexibility, right?
Absolutely.
In terms of, right?
Absolutely. Hello. I think flexibility is a great way to describe it. But also the notion that life does get harder. That it is not just a, when you're in school, nowadays you really can't, you can explain to the professor why you were late. Could explain to the professor why your paper was incomplete, and you get enough, you get a do-over. Well, when someone has a bottom line, there are no do-overs. Your hiring manager jumping up and down and saying this is unprofessional and inappropriate doesn't always seem to resonate with them.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, that's really interesting. So the translation of what the real work experience, real life work experience is versus the experience of being in college and, that you get a do-over or that you have this,
Much flexibility. It's still flexibility, but their version or the collegiate version versus the work world's version of flexibility.
How do you overcome that, Precious? I mean, what are the questions that you ask, or what are you looking for in the resume or in the interview process that would say, that's a good fit or that's not a good fit?
I do a lot of role play and scenario with them. When I find that I'm interviewing younger folks, I'm looking for, how they respond to scenarios.
you honestly have to say, you have to give them the picture and let them complete the drawing for you. You have to say, you have four competing priorities, and I will call them priorities. And you've been told by this supervisor to do this. You've been told by that supervisor's supervisor to do this.
Hello?
How do you manage these priorities?
Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Okay, yeah, we couldn't hear you just now, Precious. Please repeat what you just said.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was saying, honestly, when we interview, we do scenarios. And we give them a scenario that says you have competing priorities. How do you manage the competing priorities? And you give them real-world experience, and you say, your supervisor wants you to do this. Your supervisor's supervisor wants you to do that. What do you do? And how are you going to protect yourself from each person and still keep your job and make, and get to the end? And that's honestly what we've found. I will also say that it is also these are the people who are available to be hired. It is also incumbent upon the hiring managers. We have to go out and learn a little bit more about them.
I thank you so much for sharing that perspective. We have a couple more minutes before the show ends, and I really appreciate you calling and sharing your perspective. I'd like to take one more call. And, Nicole, again, thank you so much, guys. And, Precious, I hope you'll continue to listen to us and perhaps call in again to share your perspective. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we have another caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hello.
The thing about it is that, you know, I think that, the word that I'm looking for escapes me, that I think really that idea of kind of like that's just the way it is.
Right.
I'm entitled. Oh, that's the word.
Entitlement.
That sense of entitlement that our college graduates perhaps are inclined to have. Like, well, yeah, so my paper's not finished, and I gave you an excuse. You have to accept that excuse.
Yeah.
You know. So.
Yeah. And I think it transcends more than that. It transcends.
Let me try that caller again. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. So.
But I think we hear that a lot, where people talk about a generation who feels entitled, a generation who thinks that it things should just go the way they would like it to go. And I mean, there are upsides to certain things in terms of an outlook of life where it's not all about work and it's not all about working hard, but it's also enjoying life. But getting that job and starting that career, as Nicole said, and as I think we have said here, is that there are so many little pieces that you need to put in place, and it's not learned in the classroom. It's the networking. Seems as if we have another call.
Yeah, let's try this one. And we only have a couple seconds. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Delia and Raymond. How are you?
Hi, Denise. How are you?
We're fine, thanks.
I am good. I know you only have a couple of seconds. But the word I want to throw out there for the college graduates coming in the interviewing process is lack of maturity.
Mm.
Oh, you think so?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. You know what, Denise? I think that this conversation has spurred a lot of talk, a lot of discussion. So I want to continue. Next week. So we'll continue this next week. And I want you to perhaps call back in next week for us to explore
Will
that.
Do. Will do.
Right.
Have
Thanks.
A good night.
You too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. So, dear, it's been another fabulous discussion.
Wow, 30 minutes.
So, it's the end of our show. Thank all the guests for calling in and the listeners.
Yes.
And, until next week where we will continue this discussion. Because I think it's really an important discussion for us all to have, as parents, as, mentors, as employers. So until next week, we say
bye-bye.
Blessing.
No, you say blessing. I'll say bye-bye.
All right. Take care.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Discussions with Delia. Check us out on the web at discussionswithdelia.com and like our Facebook page, Discussions with Delia. Please follow me on Twitter at Discussion Delia. Thank you again for listening. Peace and blessings.